Thao, can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, no, not at all. Today we will have a session, very different session, okay? Today I am not in monastery, so we will leave the question answer session, okay? Just let them answer the questions.
Yeah, last time when you talk about the offering to the merit field, you said that you would give us the prayer to chant whenever we practice the offering. And now people want to ask about the prayer. They want to have the prayer to practice whenever they do the offering.
I see. Okay, do one thing, okay? Maybe I will send you the prayers later, okay? Because I will see the... I will just find out which is a suitable prayer, okay? Then I will send you the prayers, okay, later.
Yes.
Okay, now other questions. Okay, Tao, do one thing, okay?
If you yes, do please.
Maybe if you don't have the questions, I will start with a few teaching, okay? Few words teaching, okay? Right,
yes.
Now, I'm in not monastery, I'm in the Bangalore city. So today the lesson will be a little bit short, okay?
We have a question, Rinpoche. When we recite the mantra of Sakyamuni Buddha, so how to visualize?
Okay. That the same as, do you remember the last time I talked about the merit field? So whenever you have the recitation, just visualize the merit field, okay? You don't have to visualize the Buddha Sakyamuni.
Yeah.
Separately, okay? Buddha Sakyamuni or the Kuan Yin Buddha, not separately. When you visualize the merit field, that's every Buddha is included in the merit field, okay?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, just when you visualize, you don't have to visualize the very separately. Everything is included in merit field. Yeah, so any other questions?
I finished on the second question. And another question. The question is, when we do something, we have the merit. So, after we dedicate for all the sentiment, but we get angry, so the merit will be lost. It's still there.
Yeah, what you have to do is that when you have to accumulate the merits, so afterward, whenever you generate the anger, that anger will destroy it. Your merit.
Yes, Rinpoche. But when we make a merit, but we dedicate already, Rinpoche, we dedicate already, we send already for all the sentiment.
Okay, if you are dedicated the merit toward the sentient beings, then anger won't destroy that merit. So generally, that's why whenever you have accumulated the merits, you have to dedicate it. Merits towards welfare of the all of the sentient beings. Yeah. Okay. Then other questions or?
Yeah. Another question. Rinpoche, because here there are some people they are not follow the Gelugpa tradition, but they would like to, but they receive Guru Puja from you, and they would like to practice Guru Puja. So can they practice?
What? Just repeat me one second here.
Pardon, please.
Yeah, can you just repeat that question one second?
Yeah. There are some people, they don't follow Gelugpa tradition, but they receive transformation from you, Guru Puja. But they really want to practice the Guru Puja. So can they practice?
So anyone can practice the Guru Puja. There's no wrong with the practice the Guru Puja.
And this Guru Puja belong to all the tradition, is it right?
No. The Guru Puja is that what I've told. The Guru Puja is belongs to the Gelugpa tradition. But the Gelugpa tradition or the Nyingma tradition, they also belongs to the Buddhist tradition.
So you mean other tradition, they can practice Guru Puja?
No matter, you can practice. Who says that it's not, who says that, because the Gelugpa tradition, Nyingma tradition, every tradition becomes under one Buddhism. This comes under the Buddhism. So Guru Puja is at the base of the Buddhist teaching.
Pardon, please, Guruji.
Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Guruji.
Yeah, Guru Puja is the base on the Buddhist teaching. Yeah, yeah. So, other questions?
Yes, another question. Rinpoche always advise us we have to practice the bodhicitta. So how to practice bodhicitta and what we should do? Thank you, Rinpoche.
Yeah, that's one. Bodhicitta practice is just like that. I will talk a very elaborate word with the bodhicitta practice later. Okay. Now, right now, the you can see in the first step what we started with the practicing the merit field practice and the seven steps for the basic practices. The bodhicitta practice comes later, okay, that we can afterwards, okay, this we will talk about later, say, classes, okay.
So now Rinpoche will not explain in detail of how to practice bodhicitta.
That's the bodhicitta's practice comes after, okay, after that I will talk in the afterwards, okay, in the classes, okay. Right now, so we have just all spoke about the merit field practice and seven step of the practices. So bodhicitta will practice will come the later. It comes
yes.
in the I mean it comes in the yeah, last parts of the that book.
Yes, Rinpoche. Next question.
Yeah, because the sadhana in the book you gave last time is different from the sadhana you teach on SCAF.
Yeah, but there might be small differences, but basically it's the same. There's no difference, okay? So whatever your convenience, you can practice.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why it is not big difference whether you practice the what I told before or the this Lamrim practice. It's basically it's the same, okay? Yeah. Any other questions?
Yes. Next question, Rinpoche. The question from Phuc Tuệ is. Why at the end of the visualized practice we should visualize the dissolving of the merit field and what happens if
no.
from this step?
Okay. Okay. Translate that question in the Vietnamese, okay? Please. Okay. As I told the last time, the dissolve the merit field. Dissolve the merit field into you is the receiving the way for receiving the blessing from the merit field. So that's why you dissolve the merit field into your body. So there are a few ways, not dissolving the merit field later the practice. But what I mentioned is that dissolve the merit field is that when you have to receive the blessings from the merit field, what you have to do is to dissolve the whole the merit field into the body.
Pardon please, Rinpoche.
Yeah, when you have to receive the blessings from merit field, you have to dissolve the all the merit field into the body. There are two ways of the dissolving the merit field. One thing is that just visualize the merit field, just dissolve the body, put it directly, that's the one thing. The one thing is that merit field transform into the white ray and the dissolve that white ray into your body. But as I told you before that the, when you dissolve the whole the merit field, still you have to visualize the one of the merit field in the top of the your head. So that is the for sake of the auspicious reason. Again, you have to visualize the one other merit field top of your head. Okay. Sorry, because now today my line is not very clear. Because I'm in the not in Sarah, I'm in the out of Sarah. So the do one thing. When you after dissolving the merit field, but still, again, you have to realize that one another merit, okay? This is the auspicious reason you have. You should not completely make the empty space. Don't make it empty space. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That means after we visualize this, the merit field dissolving into the body,
into the
and
body,
immediately
yeah.
another merit field
occurs. Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah.
So also the as I told you before, then the refuge prayer, you can do the refuge prayer at the time of the visualizing the merit field. Okay, now do one thing, okay? Now today I have a few other works, okay? I have to go other places, okay? So
Yes.
that's why today we will have a very short session, okay?
Yes.